aim is to get a great encounter with God.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
To come in face to face with our Maker. Amen.
Amen.
And I want us to sing a song before I start. And the song's title is Blessed Assurance. And I want you to sing the song within your heart. Because blessed is our blessing is assured. Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus is mine. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Have a story. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
As you all know, this week is in the sign of a 3 days revival entitled The Great Encounter. And our message, our title, you can find it in Genesis 32 verse 26. And that is the main theme of this revival. Amen. And I want us to read a bit about how it came that Jacob was wrestling with God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
As we, if we read before, so before the 32 verse 26, where it talks about, I will not leave you except you bless me, we see that in this story, Jacob was preparing to meet Esau. And when we read this passage, we see in the Bible that there were angels involved. That in those days, sometimes when something happens, or in human cases, that God sended his angels to come down. Amen.
Amen.
And what we can see here is that the moment that the angels came, Jacob knew that God was also there. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And we all know the story of Jacob and Esau, that Jacob stole the family blessing that was meant for Esau. And like Jacob haven't seen Esau for like 20 years, for about 20 years, because he knew that when Esau would find him, he would kill him. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because we know that Esau was so angry that he did not receive the family blessings that was meant for him. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the time came that Jacob was going to meet Esau, he was afraid. The Bible says Jacob was afraid. Jacob had fear. But the great thing that we, if we read this passage, what it is telling us, he was not facing the difficulties. But what did Jacob do? Jacob prayed. Oh, hallelujah. I want us to read from 9. Genesis 32, 8 to 12. And I read, and said, if Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which do shield unto thy servant, for with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I become true burns. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. And Jacob is saying, I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And do says, I will surely do their good and make the seed and the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for the multitude. And then he lodged there the same night and took of that which came to the hand a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she ashes and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servant, and every drove by themselves, and said unto his servant, pass over me, and put a space, drove and drove. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have read a lot, and this is the situation where I described that Jacob was going to meet his brother Esau. But he was afraid. He was in fear. He could think about the conflict. He could think about a lot of things. But glory unto God. He prayed. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's my prayer tonight that any conflict that you are going through in your life, because of something that you have done that was not correct, it's my prayer that you will also go unto your knees and you will cry unto your Lord. And when you cry unto God, that he will answer and will hear your prayers. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
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 And when we read further in the 32, we read from 26. Oh no, we read from 24. We read from 24. And it says, so Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched and as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Then the man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, and he answered. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Jacob said, please tell me your name. But he replied, why do you ask me my name? Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We say here, we see here that Jacob continued in his wrestling. And he stayed all night just to be blessed. And we see what happened. He did not leave. But what he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
It's my prayer that when we meet with God face to face, that we will also not let him go, but that we will be persistent, that he, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he will bless us. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see the story of Jacob. First, if we see in the Bible, we see first Jacob, how he was. I would say he was a bit of greedy, because he stole the blessing that was not his. But we also see that as time goes, the life of Jacob was transformed. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says, your name will no longer be Jacob. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you that your name will not longer be Lisa. Your name will not longer be Deborah, Astrid, Cynthia, Albert, Yao, Theophilus, Al the Painter, Ezekiel, Emmanuel, Ephraim, Al the Frie, Andrews. But the Bible says, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome, your name will be Israel. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's my prayer that no matter the situation that you are, no matter the things that you have done, it's my prayer that if God appears unto you face to face, that he will change your name and that your name will be changed. If your name is a name that doesn't bring any transformation in your life, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you will receive a new name today and that you will meet with God face to face. Oh, hallelujah. Or give a clap offering unto God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Your name needs to be changed. No matter your situation, your circumstances, no matter the things that you have done in life, but if you avail yourself and you will go on your knees and pray unto the Most High God, he, the kings of kings.
Amen.
He, the Lord of lords.
Mm-hmm.
He that makes the impossibility possible in your life.
Hallelujah.
He will intervene for you.
Amen.
He will fight your struggles for you.
Amen.
Only if you accept him.
Amen.
Only if you are ready to fight the battle.
Yes.
So it's my prayer tonight that when you leave this building, that your name will be changed. Your
Amen.
Destiny will be changed.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
We can also see in David. The Bible says that God said that David was a man of his own heart. We saw what David also did. Look what, when God was looking for a king, look what human people were looking into a king. A big man, a tall man. But look who it was. It was David. David, who was a shepherd. We saw the crimes that David committed. But still, the Bible says, God said that David is the man of my own heart. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So no matter what you have done on this earth, on this planet, it is my prayer that you will also be among them. That God will also say, you, my child, you are a man of my own heart.
Amen.
So that God can use you to build the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is so marvelous if we can see that these people changed and that they were transformed. And I know that if you also will not just sit there, will not just leave the presence of God, that God will also change your name.
Amen.
That God will change your destiny.
Amen.
That any failures in your life, he will turn it into success.
Amen.
Because he is a God who never fails. He is a God who changes the heart of a righteous man. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I know that tonight we are going to pray. We are going to we want an intimacy with our Maker. We want to feel the presence of God.
Yes.
We want to communicate with God within our spirit. Communication is not just that we are standing here, oh Lord, help me, oh no Lord, accept me, but also within you. You can communicate with God. You can connect with the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why today when we were singing, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Oh, praise him.
the message to an end, so you will have time to pray.
Amen.
And the last thing I want to read is about the Beatitudes when Jesus went on the Mount, what he said. And I want to tell you, no matter who you are, and no matter in what situation you may be, God is going to bless you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we read the Beatitudes from Matthew 3, from 3 to 12, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you falsely, and say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward. May the Almighty God richly bless you. May you have a special encounter with God tonight. And may this not just be tonight, but from the day of today, that you will have an intimacy with God, that when you call the name of God, that you will also hear his voice, and he will communicate with you, and you will build the kingdom of God. No matter what people have said, no matter what the enemy has plotted, by the power of the Holy Ghost,
amen,
we can overcome all things.
Amen.
Oh, clap your hands for Jesus. If you believe that you can overcome all things in Christ, may God richly, richly bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At this moment,